This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Two more Americans were kidnapped in a Mexican border city last week. They were released after their captors were paid ransom. The increase in abductions and disappearances prompted the United States State Department recently to warn U.S. citizens to be careful when visiting the border. Mexican drug mafias are causing an upsurge in violence along the international divide, especially in Nuevo Laredo, which is just across the border from Laredo, Texas. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Most American tourists can walk the streets of Nuevo Laredo looking for a sombrero, a bottle of tequila, or a horse-drawn tour of downtown. And everything seems boisterously normal.
Buggy right, sir?
Horse and buggy? Size C, around the city. $10 for a ride?
But appearances are deceiving. The U.S. consulate here reports that 27 U.S. citizens have disappeared in Nuevo Laredo in the last 6 months. 3 to 4 Americans go missing in a normal year. Of those 27, 11 are still unaccounted for, 2 turned up dead, and 14 were returned to their families, many after paying ransom. A Mexican human rights group on the border counted 107 disappearances in the last 6 months from Nuevo Laredo downriver to Matamoros, but they say that figure is low because many people are afraid to report them. Michael Yoder is the U.S. consul in Nuevo Laredo.
This is a violent place. There's no doubt about that. There are narcotics traffickers who have been fighting over the right to control the trade routes that pass through Nuevo Laredo and Laredo, and those kinds of incidents, of violent incidents, can break out at any time, and sometimes they occur in public places.
Yoder went public with what locals have been saying here for the past 2 years, that two mafias, the Gulf Cartel and the Sinaloa Cartel, are battling for control of the city. He acknowledges that much of the violence is drug-related, but not all of it, and that's what scares people. Betty Flores, the mayor of Laredo, Texas, with its deep historic, social, and commercial ties to Nuevo Laredo, has advised her citizens not to cross the bridge if they don't have to.
I'm very selective when I have to go. I call my chief of police. He says yes. He says no. Usually it's no. And that's not a very pleasant place to be because this river has never divided us. But the drugs and the drug cartels have divided us.
Federal authorities in Mexico and the United States attribute the spiraling violence to a particularly ruthless drug mafia known as Los Zetas, who act as security enforcers for the Gulf Cartel. These gangsters reportedly dress in black, carry assault weapons and two-way radios, and zoom around in late-model pickups and SUVs, defending their turf and settling scores. They threaten police, city officials, judges, and journalists. The rise of Los Zetas has been mythologized in a narco corrido or drug ballad that was banned on border radio. The original Zetas, 20 or 30 of them, were special forces commandos with the Mexican army, who in the mid-90s deserted and went over to the dark side. They joined the Gulf Cartel of drug godfather Osiel Cardenas. But after Cardenas was sent to prison, Los Zetas began to freelance. And that's one reason the Mexican border has gotten so dangerous, says Matt Addington, special agent for Mexico and Central America with the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration.
You know, there's always been violence associated with the trafficking organizations battling for turf, movement of drugs, trafficking routes, etc. I think now it is more indiscriminate. The violence is just occurring more randomly. The Zetas, for example, fighting for turf.
The Zetas are not only fighting for control of the valuable border crossings to South Texas, but they've also moved into kidnapping for ransom. Dr. Charles Rogers is lucky to be alive to tell his story. On December 9th, the Brownsville, Texas oncologist was abducted outside his Matamoros Cancer Clinic by 3 armed men. They pistol-whipped him, held him for 7 hours, and released him after his wife paid $88,000. Rogers now video conferences with his patients across the river because he won't return to Mexico under current conditions. In fact, he plans to move away from the border because he fears his family may be targeted.
The people that run the Gulf Cartel and the elected officials no longer have control of their own state. The people that they have protecting them have become in business for themselves, and they can't control it.
We are afraid. We have no security of ourselves, our family. We really are very, very worried.
Hector Bolaños is a well-known and well-connected Nuevo Laredo customs broker. Last month, a car full of armed thugs cut him off in traffic and stole his brand-new Chrysler Infiniti. Bolaños, who uses a wheelchair, was lifted out of the car at gunpoint. The city was shocked that the thieves would target someone so prominent and helpless on a busy street in broad daylight. The day of the crime, Bolaños called his friend, the governor of Tamaulipas, and complained. 2 days later, the local police brought his car to his house, a bit worse for the wear, but intact.
Fortunately, it appears like magic.
Did it surprise you that the police did not arrest the people who stole your car?
I ask no more. I cannot make much questions.
The ability of the police to quickly find his stolen auto raised a suspicion held by many in Nuevo Laredo that some city police officers work hand in hand with criminals. The city's new police chief is a 30-year-old lawyer named Jose Guadalupe Valdez, who took office last month.
We're making an investigation of the police department to find out what kind of personnel we have. We don't have the results of the review yet, and if we find officers who have abused the public trust, then we will ask them to leave the police force.
Though common crime has spiked, everyone interviewed for this report stated they believe most of the victims of disappearances and murders are not random. Jack Sunison is the longtime owner of Marty's, a popular gift store near the International Bridge.
There's a general consensus and rumors and what have you that these disappearances are all drug related. So you're taking a battle among drug lords, and the city now has a travel advisory on it, and everybody that's dedicated to the tourist business is losing out.
Alarmed at the disastrous publicity, local officials and business leaders have mounted a public relations offensive led by Nuevo Laredo's mayor, Daniel Peña Treviño, who is also new.
Nosotros queremos garantizarle a todo ciudadano.
We want to guarantee tourists from the United States or anywhere that they can come to Nuevo Laredo without bodyguards. This is not a dangerous area. It depends on what you're doing. Organized crime has its own code of punishment, whether in San Antonio, Houston, Nuevo Laredo, or Mexico City.
Mindful of the trouble on the border, Mexico City has dispatched 600 federal troops indefinitely to patrol cities in northern Tamaulipas state. Nuevo Laredo also received a police helicopter and additional squad cars. In one sense, the Mexican Federal Attorney General's office sees the increased violence as a sign of progress. A statement faxed by top drug prosecutor Jose Luis Vasconcelos said, with so many of the cartel bosses imprisoned or on the run, the lieutenants are fighting among themselves, and that makes for more bloodshed. This is scant encouragement for Juan Marcin, who plucks his bajo sexto while waiting for customers on a corner in Nuevo Laredo's now lonely tourist district. We don't work anymore. There's nothing, he says. One group fights against another group, gunfire erupts, and it scares away the tourists. And with that, he gratefully accepts a request from his lone customer of the evening. John Burnett, NPR News.